Proclamation number 5047 of 23rd of January, 1951. Vocation. Task. Truth bearer. Sensitivity to untruth. Anyone who feels called to work for me and my kingdom can always be certain of my blessing, of my support. For whom I choose myself will also be strengthened and enabled by me for his office, and the inner urge to be spiritually active and to lead fellow human beings to faith in me is the sign of his calling for me, which he can now accept as completely certain. But his calling is connected with tasks, certain duties, which he is to fulfill in order to be a faithful and diligent servant to me. His main task first consists of spreading the gospel, which he receives directly from me in its purest form. Therefore he must first listen to me if I want to convey the gospel from above to him, if I instruct him and make him suitable for his office. He must process what he hears from me with heart and mind in order to be able to pass it on to his fellow human beings in a lively manner. Since only a lively presentation makes an impression on the listener and can likewise stimulate him into eager spiritual activity. He must not become lukewarm and careless in his work because his knowledge matures according to his eagerness to work. And the realization of truth then also enables him to assess everything that is advocated as truth amongst people but is often far removed from the truth. Anyone who is instructed by me to spread the pure truth will also certainly be in fullest knowledge and have the ability to pass right judgment as long as he is a faithful worker for me himself and seeks to fulfill my will. And thus he also has the duty to stand up against what he recognizes as lies and error by virtue of the enlightenment of the Spirit. He should be critical in his assessment of spiritual thought material, then he will certainly recognize the wrong emotionally, for I place this gift into the heart of the one whom I have called to work in my vineyard. You humans often think wrongly because you do not defend yourselves against the influence from below which aims to confuse your thinking. A right desire for truth and sincere love for me protects you from this influence. Yet the desire for truth is not overly strong in you humans and therefore you often fall prey to the whisperings of those forces which try to instigate confusion in order to separate you from the eternal truth. For this reason I send bearers of truth amongst you humans who are to bring you the truth on my behalf and who are also permeated by truth themselves, so that they will pay attention where they are confronted by untruth. Thus you, who feel called by me to spiritual work, should fearlessly fight against that which is not in harmony with the only truth which I myself convey to you from above. This is a duty which is connected with your calling, otherwise your activity would be in vain to introduce fellow human beings to the truth. Remain eagerly active for me and my kingdom and both your knowledge and your ability to judge will increase. You will brightly and clearly see every untruth, and then you should also not be afraid to openly take action against it. For I myself place the right feeling in your heart and will always bless your work for me. Amen.